It's 1422 somewhere on the internet, and you're listening to The Fraudcast, the world's only 100% improvised public radio parody. A look at fake art, fake music, and fake people in the real world.
Good morning, I'm Bob Driehaus. News, sports, weather, fishing report, traffic report, and more. But first, headlines. A group in France have gone on strike in response to a strike in Greece in response to a strike in Spain. But first, headlines.
6 donuts go missing at a 6 donut fire sale.
But first, headlines.
How many holes does it take to fill the Albert Hall? We find out in an investigative report. But first, headlines.
Toddlers and babies found inept by new study. But first, headlines.
Scientists have found the clitoris. But first, headlines.
And now, it's The Ether, the weekly look at what's being pulled from The Ether. Hello, I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether. This is The Ether with Rob Edwards. I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether. I'm Rob Edwards, and welcome back to The Ether. Joining me in our studios, live from the studios of their recording studio, we have the Fags, Jay, and also Fagalicious from the Fags. Welcome, both of you, to
welcome yourself.
Welcome to The Ether.
It's your pleasure.
Indeed it is. Gentlemen,
please be free.
Yes, they are for you. They are here for guests and guests only.
Why are you acting all uppity?
I'm not acting uppity. Welcome. So, I'd like to know a little bit more about your album, Gaylord.
Give us a fag.
Okay, here. I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
That's how we named the band. Because always asking me, about, give us a fag.
Yeah. And always bumming smokes.
And you know, we're like, well, that's what we are. We're a pack of fags. And then that was it, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're smoking and we're on fire. You see? That's like a triple entendre.
It's more than that, isn't it? It's like 5 or 6 entendres. And there's more every day. There's a new entendre.
Now, I can hear the band behind you, and it seems like they're warming up. They're getting ready to perform.
Oh, because you know all about music, don't you? Oh, you know, we're not warming up. They're performing right now. That's the pre-show.
Oh, great. You're ready to play. Well, I'd like to hear the single off your new album,
right.
Gaylord. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you made this song.
Gaylord Avenue. It's where we grew up, isn't it?
Gaylord Avenue.
Yeah, so it's about the streets. But it's not like the streets. So people always be like, is your old music like the streets? And I'm like, fuck off. It's not like the streets.
The ether.
Yeah, fuck the streets. They're like a bunch of fucking Muppets.
Mm. And we all Muppet. We all Muppet. Muppet.
Now, Muppet in English has a different connotation, definition than it does in English.
I want to kick in a song called Muppet. It's all about urchins.
If you're just joining us, we have in our studio the band The Fags. I have Jay and Fagalicious promoting their new album, Gaylord.
It's like, the streets are like Muppets, and we're more like Fraggle Rock.
The Ether.
Fuck a Muppet.
Fuck a Muppet. Fuck a Muppet. Stuff a puppet.
Fraggle Rock, that's where we landed. It landed on us. And then we'll Fraggle Rock, and West Hout and Gold we trust. So we have all our buildings made of candy, don't eat them. So we do it all day, and I have to repeat them. Fuck a Muppet.
Fuck a Muppet. Fuck them up it.
The Ether.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. 1 a penny, 2 a penny. Hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons.
Son.
1 a penny, 2 a penny. Hot cross buns.
Fuck my bits.
Tell me about your beef that you have with Jay-Z.
Yeah, well, he thinks he's the best rapper on earth, but he's not from England, so there's that. One.
You can't be the best rapper if you're not from England, because basically...
Rap invented in England, isn't
it?
That's where America came from, right? So do it. Do the math. Do the reverse mathies. And find out what you get. England. Isn't it?
If you could be a fruit, what would you be?
A gun.
Yeah.
Gun fruit.
Like a revolver.
Gentlemen, you knew each other growing up in school.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to both of you at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not possible.
I'll talk to singularly you, Fagalicious. Fagalicious, you knew Jay growing up. And I'd like to know, how did you first two meet?
We met, like, on the streets. Like, I was, like, on one side of the street. He was, like, on the other side of the street.
And you were how old?
We were, like, 4 and a half and 17, because he's older than me.
4 and a half and 17. That's a 12-and-a-half-year-old difference.
Are you talking to me now?
Now I am talking to you, Jay. So there's a difference in age between the two. One of you
is the
leader.
Yeah, we always said that, didn't we? We already went over that. So what's with those follow-ups? Huh?
Do you ever feel like you're too old for the game, Jay, having a 12-and-a-half-year-old lead on Fagalicious?
I'm 45 years old.
It's not too old. You can't be too old. It's fucking hip-hop.
It's like Aaliyah said, you can never be too old.
Age ain't nothing but a banshee.
A what?
We want to play that song. We'll kick it out right here.
All
right,
if you're just joining us around the ether and you're listening to the Fags with your new song, Banshee.
AJ, nothing but a banshee.
I want a banshee bitch. A banshee bitch.
A banshee bitch. Scary with crazy hair like Mother Nature.
Spooky, spooky. Ghoulish spooks. Ooh, it's scary in the graveyard.
Licking ice cream. Smack a child. Yeah, that's right.
Now, how do you feel about your album being leaked onto the internet when it's not supposed to be out
in
the general
public? Wait, it's not leaked?
Who leaked it? Was it you?
I didn't
leak
it.
Put a hole in it.
I put a hole in you.
Well, that has been, we've had the Fags on PRO, on the Ether. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen. Jay, Fagalicious, your cousin, thank you for joining us on.
Grab a couple more beers for the road.
Who are you talking to?
The Ether.
Up next on PRO, Baldwin on Batman. A subsidiary production of Baldwin on Baldwin.
Welcome back. This is Baldwin on Batman. I'm Alec Baldwin.
And I'm behind you. It's me, Batman.
You shouldn't sneak up on me like
that. Sorry, it's how I would do things.
So, I want to congratulate you on your new movie, Dark Knight.
Thank you very much.
I was wondering if you thought, would the role be better served if it was played by me?
Yeah. Definitely, I get my inspiration from you.
Yeah.
Are you Stephen Baldwin?
No, I'm Alec.
I'm so very sorry.
It's all right.
You were Stephen. This is awkward.
Let's talk about Robin. What's up with that?
There wasn't room for Robin in this video. And by video, I mean movie.
Okay, I understand, but I've...
Do you want to be Robin?
Yeah, I think that might be good.
If you were Robin, what would your outfit be?
Let's see. I'd probably wear a suit and tie. Something classy, you know. Maybe look like a gangster.
You want to swing around buildings and fight crime in a suit?
It's very Gotham City. You know, they take inspiration of Gotham from Manhattan, and I am very comfortable in the city of Manhattan, I have to say.
I really like your show, 30 Rock.
Thank you. Hey, I was thinking maybe we could have you on the show sometime.
I've been on it a few times. I'm in the corner.
Hey.
Yeah.
Isn't Tracy Morgan...
hilarious.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
That guy is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
How did that guy become so funny?
I have no idea.
What's going on in his head?
I think if you cut his head open, there'd be some clowns.
I almost tackled that man. He's as brilliant as some of the supervillains that I fight.
Yeah, I bet.
His brain. Jesus. He's so funny.
For a moment there, I thought one of the villains you fought was the brain, and the other one was Jesus. I got worried. Hey, you know what would be really cool? If I played Robin and the Penguin, and then it was revealed at the end of the movie that they were both Alec Baldwin.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm just saying, sometimes I write.
I'm sorry, you want to write a movie where you play Robin and the Penguin?
Yeah.
And Robin flies around in a three-piece suit?
Yeah, I'm just spitballing some ideas here, Batman. I think it sounds like
you want Alec Baldwin to be in this movie more than anything that has anything to do with Batman.
We probably could get the cast of 30 Rock to come out and see it, too.
Do you remember that comic book?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Where me, Batman, fought a group of brothers who were on television and movies?
Yeah, that was a good one.
No, it doesn't exist. That's the point
I made. No, I read it. I did.
You read it?
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Yeah. It's also my point.
Hey, it's your move.
It's my move.
Yeah, we're playing a game of Monopoly right now.
Yeah. I owe you I owe you $50.
That's right. That's right. Did you notice it's the Gotham City version of Monopoly?
You know, we've been playing this for an hour and I hadn't noticed that.
The community chest has a bat on it.
That's awesome. I can't believe I didn't notice that. Mm-hmm.
So what, do you ever fuck in that suit?
I have.
Good.
It hurts.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for...
Thank you.
Baldwin and Batman.
Thank you. I'm already out of the room.
This has been the Fraudcast. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the worldwide interplace at www.fraudcast.wordpress.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. iTunes. It's the thing that you have on your computer. Everyone's got it. Love you lots, and see you next time.